Turn your passion into a thriving business. How to start an online business that will crush it. Author, Gandhi Gabriel. Let's get started. How can you turn a passion into a thriving business? By growing a following of people who are passionate about the same thing as you, and providing them with regular expert content and help related to your passion. Once you do, you can easily monetize that following through books, courses, coaching, consulting, freelancing, affiliate products, and even e-commerce, while still having fun with your audience, providing awesome content, and sharing your passion with them. Defining your passion. The topic of this blueprint is turning your passion into a thriving business. So defining your passion is obviously a primo factor. However, if you don't know your passion, don't let that stop you from starting your business. Pick something and go with it. Definitely pick something you enjoy, a hobby, whatever it may be, and use it as your practice tool. Like with everything in life, practice makes perfect. It will help you breach the learning curve. Three must-have ingredients. Before you begin, there are three must-have ingredients you need to start your journey. Number 1. Expert training. Plenty of online trainings are available for you. Do a good course or two, apply what you learn, and you can start earning a side income very quickly, sometimes within weeks, certainly within months. Number 2. The entrepreneur mindset. Whatever online venture you are planning, be it a blog, a publishing company, an e-commerce store, freelancing or consulting, etc., you are now an entrepreneur. So be a professional, have long-term mindset, clarify your goals and then imply laser-like focus and discipline to achieving them. Commit to becoming the best you can possibly be. Number 3. Focus on passive income. Passive income is money that keeps coming in without you having to work for it. Here are the some examples. Affiliate marketing. You recommend a product on your website, course, book, etc., and get a commission when someone buys using your link. Self-publishing. Kindle publishing is the absolute fastest, most effective way to start generating passive income streams and grow a following on autopilot. Online courses. This one is more of an advanced technique, but definitely one of the big money makers down the road. Software. Requires a significant upfront investment since you will need to hire a programmer. So, not a beginner strategy, but a fun thing to keep in mind for later. Memberships and subscriptions. Also not entirely passive, since you need to create new content to keep members happy, but that too can greatly be automated and outsourced. The 7 steps. Now we're ready to explore the 7-step blueprint for your online business. Step 1. Your game plan. Clarity and focus are important, so let's set some basic goals. 1. Your target income. What is your dream monthly income that would allow you to live comfortably without needing a day job and also cover extra expenses? 2. Your time frame. Pick an exact date by which you intend to reach that monthly income. At a minimum, go with 1 year. Maximum 2 years. 3. Your why. Why is this important to you? Your why will be your motivator and keep you moving when the going gets tough. Step 2. Niche down, y'all. Because the internet is super crowded already, it's almost impossible to get any traction if you are a jack of all trades. It's much easier to find customers and grow a following in a super specialized sub-niche that you dominate, where you become the absolute go-to person that everyone refers to and links to. As an example, in the very crowded field of life and success coaching, I know one guy who was absolutely crushing it as the quit smoking coach. People love consulting specialists and have them take care of their problems and needs, and they are more than happy to pay premium prices for that kind of specialized service. Step 3. Bread and butter basics. Start a blog. If you are new to the internet and the world of internet marketing, a blog is the easiest and least expensive way to get started and get your feet wet. It's the bread and butter part of any business. But don't go with a cheap, commercially hosted blog as LA Blogger, Blogspot, Wix, Weebly, etc. Remember, you're an entrepreneur now, a professional. Also, don't spend endless time over your domain name or the perfect design. I guarantee these will change as you understand more about marketing principles. Step 4. Publish a bestseller. Yes, you can do this, even if you're not a writer and have limited time. And no, it doesn't take years. You can do it in the next 30 days. Absolute maximum is 90 days. Here's why self-publishing, especially on Kindle, is so important. 1. The prestige of a published author, and in particular a best-selling author, is priceless. 2. Kindle publishing allows you to brand yourself as an expert, an influencer, in a non-intrusive way. No selling needed. 3. You can include affiliate offers in the books. When you mention resources, softwares, tools, books, courses, etc. in the context of explaining something, readers will often follow your recommendations and buy those products. 4. Successful Kindle books can become a great funnel for future courses, which is the 10 times version of publishing in terms of income. 5. You are beginning to earn passive income streams from book royalties, especially if you also add print and audio. Step 5. Learn to crush it. Marketing basics. Knowing how to crush it with marketing is what separates the millionaires from the rest who barely make a buck. Whatever you do, whatever you want to share, no matter how awesome you are, unless you become a master at marketing for whatever platform you use, Mucho Bling will stay out of reach for you. Here are the pillars of fun and effective marketing. 1. Make it all about them. What's in it for me is the first concern any customer has when checking out what you offer. Rather than reciting a long sales pitch that focuses on your product and all its awesome features, make it about them. How will they feel after using your service or product? 2. Create products or services customers urgently want. Seems like a no-brainer, but most never bother to find out what customers actually want. 3. Don't view others as competitors. No one is like you. And if you create a product that you strongly believe in, that you created to help and support others, and that you can fully stand behind, you don't ever have to worry about competition. 4. Share the true you. Be genuine and be true yourself. Don't try to blend in or be like everyone else. Share how awesome you really are. Now that we've discussed the basics of marketing, a question presents itself. What of all the many forms of internet marketing should you be focusing on right now? Number 1. SEO, Search Engine Optimization, is the science of how to rank in Google. Number 2. Guest posting is big. Getting an article published on a major blog or magazine can be a tremendous boost for your business, so including this in your beginner marketing arsenal is a must. Number 3. Facebook ads are another must for your long-term business. The most effective techniques are rather complex and take time to really master. Number 4. Influencer marketing. With influencers, you need to be patient. Start getting on their radar by subscribing to their blog and regularly commenting under their posts, social media, videos, etc. Number 5. Collaborations with your peers also focuses on relationship building, but this one is easier. With peers, you want to look for win-win situations, sharing each other's content with your audiences, guest posting, or podcasting exchanges. Step 6. Get the bling flowing. Number 1. Affiliate marketing will be your number one strategy as a beginner, besides Kindle publishing. First, you'll want to find products in your niche that you would be excited to promote. Ideally, products you use. A great place to start is Amazon. Just go to their site and put in keywords related to your niche and see what comes up. Number 2. Your mailing list will always be your most important asset. Every successful internet entrepreneur, blogger, or author will tell you so. Why? Because your mailing list is the one PR asset you own. The only one you have complete control over, aside from your website, is your mailing list. So nurturing it is one of the most important parts of your journey. Step 7. Explode your brand. The secret to exploding your brand after you've built a solid foundation is to expand your platforms and portfolio. Obviously, just a few and certainly not all at once, but over time, add several, one by one. Courses. Whatever you covered in your books, now turn it into a course and charge premium prices for it. Podcasting or YouTube. People love podcasts and they love videos. Pick one of the two and grow your brand. Podcast guesting. Podcasts are continuously looking for interesting guests to feature and will usually be quite interested in having you on. To connect, check out iTunes podcasts and look through the best sellers in your field. E-commerce and Etsy. If you are into arts and crafts, Etsy should be a main focus. An e-commerce store as LA Shopify is another great monetization option, especially by focusing on products related to your passion. It could be an alternative or addition to affiliate marketing and niche sites. Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram. For most businesses, I would recommend including at least one of the two, Pinterest or Instagram. Their potential to grow an audience is amazing, and Pinterest pins are also very easy to rank in Google. Facebook groups. A more efficient way to build relationships and an exciting following are Facebook groups. Every post will show in a member's timeline unless they change their notification settings. Welcome aboard. While problems will always be a part of life and business, you do eventually reach a plateau where things get a lot more comfortable. Hang in there and start with the mindset. Give yourself at least 1 year without constantly stressing on success and turning this into money. Think of planting a tree. If you constantly dig up the roots to check for results, the poor tree will never have a chance. Trust in the process. If you do what is described here, you will get there eventually. So welcome aboard. I wish you much success and most of all, freedom.